This is Catherine Sarrazin, and this week on Let's Talk Art, we'll go to the Louis Vuitton Foundation to visit not only the current exhibition on loan from the MoMA, but also the building, which is in itself a work of art. The exhibition titled Être Moderne, le MoMA à Paris, presents a wide range of artworks the MoMA has acquired over decades, from Impressionism to pop art and digital art installations. The idea for the Museum of Modern Art was developed in 1929, primarily by Mrs. Rockefeller and two of her friends, Mrs. Bliss and Mrs. Sullivan, who became known as the Ladies, or the Daring Ladies, for wanting to challenge the conservative policies of traditional museums by creating an institution devoted exclusively to modern art. The public response was very positive, and in the course of the next 10 years, the Modern Art Show moved 3 times, and finally opened the doors to its museum in 1939 in Midtown Manhattan. The collection of the museum has since grown, and the museum holds today about 200,000 paintings, sculptures, drawings, prints, photographs, media and performance artworks, architectural models and drawings, design objects, as well as films. A cross-disciplinary selection of about 200 works reflecting the history of the institution and its collection is currently on show at the Louis Vuitton Foundation. The exhibition brings together paintings, sculptures, drawings, prints, photographs, films, and design objects. The collection presents the evolution of modern art, highlighting the different movements across its 4 floors, and features works by major artists such as Cézanne, Picasso, Magritte, Signac, Klimt, Hopper, Rothko, Lichtenstein, Man Ray, and Andy Warhol, among many others. The event on show in Paris until the 5th of March is a rare occasion to see a selection of the MoMA's collection outside its walls. You could then continue your visit by exploring Frank Gehry's building with its many levels and terraces, and see the permanent exhibition on the architectural project itself. Set on the edge of a water garden, the building comprises a composition of white blocks known as icebergs, surrounded by 12 huge sails supported by wooden beams. The glass sails give the building its transparency and a sense of movement. Seen from the outside, and particularly from a distance, the foundation resembles a ship floating across a sea of trees of the Bois de Boulogne. The building has drawn attention internationally for its innovation in digital design and construction, setting a new standard for the use of advanced digital technologies. The design is strongly influenced by the lightness of the late 19th century glass and garden architecture, and gives the opportunity to glance at the city from its many different angles. The venue opened in October 2014 after 6 years of work and has since hosted a few major exhibitions. Stay tuned to English Waves.